This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another daily tafsir. Alhamdulillah, we're doing a surah a day from Juz Amma, and we're at surah number 85, which is Surah Al-Buruj. Surah Al-Buruj is one of those surahs that has a wonderful, coherent message. It's a surah that has three main themes. The first of them is the mercy of Allah, and that the mercy of Allah is always towards the believers, and His mercy can be hidden in the mystery of hardship and difficulty and trial and test. Number two is that there is a severity in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who rebel against Him and choose to do the vile deeds and the sinfulness. Number three is that there will always be an evil consequence for those, even if they gain prominence in this worldly life, those who gain an upper hand and oppress the believers and the innocents. So those are three very important themes: that the mercy of Allah is always with the believers, even when they have to endure difficulty with patience. Number two, that there will be a severe punishment for those who put the believers to trial. And number three is that even though there are people who of wickedness who are given ascendancy at different points in time over the believers, it is nothing that will ever remain long-standing, and there's a recompense for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والسماء ذات البروج. By the heaven, and it holds the constellations and the enormous number of stars that are therein. And the creation of Allah, He talks about the stars as being a zina and a decoration of the heavens. And they are there for a purpose. They're not in chaos, but they're in an organized, systematic manner. وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ In the same way that you have a trust in the stars being present in their creation, know that there is a promised day. And that promised day is a day where things that were done unjustly in the world will be made just and rightly by the Lord of all that exists. وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ By the witnessing and the witnessed. And this is something that's important, that the witnessing refers to the day of Jumu'ah. There is no better day than the day of Jumu'ah. It is the best day that the sun comes up. It's the best day where Muslims gather together and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a way that is witnessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some other commentators said that al-yawm Al-Shahid al-Mashhud is the day of Arafah, where our deeds are witnessed by Allah and our repentance is witnessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, it's a promised day where Allah promises to forgive the sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds on Jumu'ah, and may Allah carry us to the plains of Arafah. Allahumma ameen. Qutila ashabul ukhdud. After Allah making those vows, He then says, cursed are the people of al-ukhdud, the ditch, who dug ditches for the believers. An-nari dhat al-waqood, that they lit fuel and fire in those ditches. Idhum alayha qu'ud, they sat by it in refinery, watching the torment of the believers being burned alive. Wahum ala ma yaf'aluna bil mu'minina shuhud, they were witnesses on that day against the believers burning them and hurting them in that way. And there's a famous story that is mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ in Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet ﷺ says that the people of Ukhdud, there was a king, and this king, he had, you know, ministers, and one of them was, you know, a sorcerer and an evil man, and he was growing old, so he wanted a young child that he can teach and give him some of his knowledge so that he can continue to serve the king in an evil, sinful way. And as this young boy, who was chosen the most elite of their society, as he was passing by, going to his lessons, he met a monk. And this monk began to teach him about faith and faith in God. And he preferred to be with the monk than the wicked sorcerer and so on. And eventually it comes that this young man develops such insight and such clarity in faith that he becomes a spiritual healer, and he's gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which causes antagonism, and the king pursues to kill him and anyone who believes in the message of truth, to the point that a grave is dug, ditches are dug, ukhdud are dug, and all the believers are thrown in it. And at the very end of this hadith, the lengthy hadith, we don't have time to go through it all now, a woman who was carrying a child got scared, and she was going to recant faith and say, no, okay, I'd rather disbelieve in God. And her baby spoke to her and said, Mom, isbiri, be patient, uthbuti ala al-haq, fa innaka ala al-haq, remain firm, for you are upon truth. And she willingly was martyred. And that's a powerful, powerful story about sacrificing for your faith. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد. Allah continues to says that these believers were only killed because they believed in Allah the Almighty سبحانه وتعالى الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد. It is Allah, to Him belongs all the dominions of the heavens and the earth. It is Allah alone who is witness over everything. He saw what had happened. It's not that Allah is incapable of helping the believers. And this is a powerful surah for those of you and I who see the atrocities that occur in history and what will continue to occur sadly in human evolution in history, where we incur such wrath upon each other and such anger upon each other and murder upon each other that we say, these people are believers, these people are innocent, why does Allah allow this? No, it's not that Allah is incapable of helping. Rather, sometimes there's a test in faith in how much we can move forward in bringing and showing and proving our worth to Allah. And there is sometimes an end that is upon being oppressed is better than to live life in oppression. And sometimes we have to look at it from the way of the next life, not just this life. الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Know that Allah, to Him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is a witness over all things. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Know those who put to trial the believing men, the believing women, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا, and they don't recant and come back to the truth. فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ. They will be the ones who will be punished in the punishment of Jahannam in hellfire. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. And they will be punished with the same kindling that they did to the believers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. On the other hand, those who believe and work righteous deeds, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. They will be blessed with gardens of delight and rivers that flow. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. That is ultimately the great success. إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ. Don't forget that, O Muhammad, that the seizure, the punishment of your Lord is severe and painful. وَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ لَمْ يُفْلِقُ. When Allah takes hold of a person or of a people, they are not let go. Allah will not let them go. So know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ. And know that the seizure of your Lord, when He takes a people who are oppressive, His punishment is overwhelming and severe. May Allah protect us from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ هُوَ يُبْدِئُ وَيُعِيدُ. Know that your Lord is the one who begins and repeats. He's the one who's given you life and He's the one who will repeat it. He's the one who has given us the origin of creation. He's the one who will bring us back on the day of judgment and make right what was corrupted in this earth. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. One of my favorite ayahs in the Qur'an. And your Lord is the all-forgiving, often forgiving, the one full of love. Subhanallah. May Allah make us of them. It's amazing that this ayah is in a surah that describes the death and the martyrdom of dozens and hundreds of believers who were put to death by fire in atrocities. Yet Allah refers to Himself as Al-Ghafoor, Al-Wadood, the one who's all-forgiving and the one who is full of love. Full of love to those who have been executed in that vile way, but also all-forgiving and all-forgiving for the ones who seek to turn to Him and ask Him for forgiveness. Dhul Arsh Al-Majid. He is the owner, the governor of Al-Arsh, the glorious Al-Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Arsh of Allah is the greatest of His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدٌ. Know your Lord is capable of doing whatever He intends. No one does anything without His will and permission. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْجُنُودِ. Has it reached you the story, that reached you the stories of the hosts and the soldiers and the nations that came before you? Whether you look at Fir'aun wa Thamud, doesn't matter which people you look at, whatever strength they had, did it help them? Did they live forever? Are they still present? Is their kingdom still there? بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي تَكْذِيبٍ. In fact, the unbelievers, the deniers of faith, who deny you as well, O Muhammad ﷺ, they have always had this attribute of denying the truth. وَاللَّهُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ مُحِيطٌ. And know that your Lord is all encompassing them from all around and from behind them. They'll never be able to go past Allah. Their knowledge cannot carry them and hide them from Allah. Their power and their might cannot save them from Allah. That eventually they will be held accountable to Allah. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٍ. This Qur'an is preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in the preserved tablet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are honoring to the book of Allah. في لوح محفوظ. May Allah make it engraved in our hearts as well. This was another daily tafsir, the tafsir of Surah Al-Buruj, Surah number 85. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, your brother Yahya Ibrahim.